I know that that can be hard. We've had kids that have made videos before. They weren't wanting to speak in court or speak in front of their perpetrator, but they wanted to not have to write something. So they recorded a video. Sometimes they record it here in our office. Sometimes they record it at home. We send it to the court, and the court has a chance to view that. You can obviously write something. You can write something, but have somebody else read it. So almost the sky's the limit on the options that exist for victims in having their opinions shared and how that looks for them and what they want to see with that.